This is 89.1 KMUW NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. A local Special Olympics team called the Air Capital Flyers is completely operated by volunteers, from top to bottom. The nonprofit seeks to improve the lives of people with intellectual disabilities through competitive sports. As part of the KMUW Volunteer Series, reporter Abigail Beckman spoke with several Air Capital Flyers athletes and coaches at a basketball practice and has this sound portrait.
Everybody kind of has this vision of Special Olympics when you show up. But when you get in here, you realize it's a very diverse community. You know, sport is so transcendent.
Hi, my name's Abigail. How are you?
Good.
She wants to talk to you about basketball.
Do you look forward to coming to basketball?
Yeah.
Think about it all day ahead of time?
I've been a part of it for 6 years now, and when I first started, I was like really nervous because I didn't really think I was gonna like it, because they had us do different drills. We had to dribble, around cones and make baskets and try to hit the backboard and everything. And it was just like, come on now, I didn't even play basketball in school. Well, now's your opportunity to play basketball, you know?
Yeah, my name is Chris Culp. I've always been person that felt that time, treasure, talents, there's things you need to be given back to people who aren't as fortunate. And for years I always thought that I wanted to do something like this, and it was probably 6 years ago that I decided to just come off the bench, and it was a perfect fit.
This will be my 7th year this year on the Air Capital Flyers. I've been doing it for about 7 years now.
What's your favorite part?
My favorite part about playing basketball is you're supposed to shoot wherever you're wide open.
The thing that's such an amazing experience to me is to break your heart to see some of the lives that these people live outside of here. So if this is the 1 hour a week and then at games and stuff, that they get to get away from that part of their life, that's the part that is just so such a draw to me.
My name's Charles Pike, and I've been a coach ever since my son was 13 years old. He's 26 right now. I had a brother that had Down syndrome. He played Special Olympics, but that kind of caught my interest when I was a boy, and I always kind of thought he could do a lot better. And so when it hit us twice, my son was born, I thought I could make my son do a lot better. And this was an area where all of them were champions. It's wonderful. All of these boys and girls here, they know that they can be themselves here. Where a lot of times you go out in what I call the real world, people shun them because they're different. But they have a heart, they have a mind, and sometimes it may work a little bit different than yours and mine, but they still have feelings. I could sit here and talk about these guys all day long, and then I could get started again on the coaches. The people are outstanding.
Our director, Glenn Jones, he's incredible. I pretty much think the sun rises and shines around him. He's just an awesome, awesome volunteer.
Glenn Jones is probably one of the most unsung heroes in Wichita, for sure. He is a guy that he gives more than any man I've ever seen in my life, and he doesn't want one accolade for it.
Coach Glenn, I look up to him so much as a father to myself, because growing up I was adopted. I really look up to that with Glenn.
We started in 2002. I was the sports director for the Wichita Independence team that was here in town. They were the largest at the time in the state of Kansas. And as a sports director, I was having parents call and tell me that, you know, I don't want to be a number one. So after several years of hearing that, I decided it was time to start a new team. And we're about ready to start 16 years of basketball now, and we're the largest team in the state of Kansas. We go from basketball and cheer at the first of the year to powerlifting to track and field, swimming, cycling, tennis, and then we get into golf and softball, and then there's soccer and bocce, and you know, then volleyball and bowling. And so,
do you have any athletes that do all of them?
Oh, absolutely. Mass majority of them do most of the sports.
And how do you accommodate like that many sports? Just have
facilities across town?
Yes, we have different facilities across town. Basketball, we're in four different facilities. Some are donated, some we have to rent. But, you know, we try to be as centralized as we can for track and field at West High. We've made a home there for 16 years now. And then outdoor sports, we make shift what we can where we can and use actual diamonds and fields where they'll let us on. So.
And how crucial are volunteers to you?
We don't exist without them. I mean, we're all volunteers from the director all the way down to fundraising to whether it's assistant coaches or just score tables or whatever. We're 100% volunteers. Without them, we could have 147 athletes and total chaos. Be a volunteer, but that's the biggest thing is to be passionate about it. You know, you don't have to know anything about the particular skills for the sport. You just have to have the heart and desire to want to teach them and understand where they're at and take pride in the fact that little tiny progresses, because that's where you have it, regardless of what level. And then we're about a lot of laughter.